الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. Inshallah, we continue. وعند البخاري عن ابن المسيب عن أبيه أن أبا طالب أن أبا طالب لما حضرته الوفاة دخل عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعنده أبو جهل فقال أي عمي قل لا إله إلا الله كلمة أحاج لك بها عند الله. فقال أبو جهل وعبد الله بن أبي أمية يا أبا طالب أترغب عن ملة عبد المطلب؟ فلم يزالا يكلماه حتى قال آخر ما كلمهم به على ملة عبد المطلب. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأستغفرن لك ما لم أنهى عنه. فنزلت ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. ونزلت إنك لا تهدي من أحببت. رواه مسلم. البخاري إمام ورواه مسلم عفوا. البخاري narrates from سعيد بن مسيب, who is one of the fuqaha of Medina. He is considered to be the most learned in terms of fiqh and Qur'an and hadith and technical matters from amongst the tabi'een, rahimahumullahu tabarak wa ta'ala, who narrates from his father that Abu Talib, when death approached him, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered in upon him, and he found that Abu Jahl was already there. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh my uncle, say there is no God except for Allah. Such a word that I will be able to argue on your behalf, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by it. Argue on your behalf, meaning I'll be able to intercede for you on the Day of Judgment." Abu Jahl then said, and Abdullah bin Umayyah then said to Abu Talib, "Oh Abu Talib, do you turn away from the millah of Abdul Muttalib?" So this was Jahiliyyah. What was the Jahiliyyah? That their forefathers were very important to them. And so they're reminding him about Abdul Muttalib. And Abdul Muttalib, even though the ulama say that he wasn't a worshipper of idols, but he was somebody who still let the system run. He didn't oppose the system at any rate. So they said that he's saying to you to say La ilaha illallah, and that's against the system that was under the watch of Abdul Muttalib. Now note, Abu Jahl doesn't care who Abdul Muttalib is. It's not even a sincere saying, right? We were teaching the kids in the maktab about Sirah today, that Qusay bin Kilab, who was the first ruler of Mecca from the Quraysh, he has two sons, Abdul Manaf and Abdul Dar. Abdul Manaf is the progenitor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and half of the Quraysh makes are the confederates of that line. And Abdul Dar is the other son of Qusay, and the other half of Quraysh are the confederates of that line. So Abu Jahl is from the Abdul Dar side. He doesn't even care about Abdul Muttalib aslan. And they respected him, but he wasn't one of their own forefathers. So he's just a shaitan, and he's in there just to mess with him, basically. He has he doesn't have anything in mind for the best well-being of Abu Talib. But he's saying what? He says, are you going to turn away from the millah of Abdul Muttalib? And so what happens is this back and forth keeps happening between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and between these two individuals who are there at the deathbed of Abu Talib, until the last thing that Abu Talib said was what? On the millah of Abdul Muttalib, and then he died. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed I will seek forgiveness for you as long as I'm not forbidden from doing so. And the ayah then comes down from Surah At-Tawbah that Allah Ta'ala says it's not appropriate for the Nabi, nor is it appropriate for those who believe, to seek forgiveness for the polytheists even if those people are near relatives, after it is clear that those people are from the people of the fire. And it also was revealed, it also came down, that you are from Surah Al-Qasas, that you are not going to be able to guide who you will. Rather, Allah guides whoever He wishes, and He has most knowledge of who He guides. And it's a hadith narrated by Muslim as well. And so from amongst the number of lessons that we learn from this is be careful what kind of friends and company you keep. They can literally screw this stuff up at the last minute. Literally, they can screw these things up at the last minute. Be careful. Be careful how you give the tarbiyah to your children and to your spouses, husbands to wives, wives to husbands. There are people who have left this world in a very bad situation because of the people that they've chosen to keep around them. And death comes to a person sometimes when they know about it, sometimes when they don't. If you don't prepare for it, it can be very bad. One of my father's friends, his wife converted to Islam, but they never really, I guess seems that they never really followed up on that a whole lot. And so he died of cancer after having two children who were maybe 10 and 15 years old, something in between that. And what happened was after he died, his wife, she kind of freaked out and reverted to her kind of Catholic origin. And they buried him. They buried him in the Catholic cemetery with the cross inside of the grave. And although obviously, if he died on Islam, that doesn't mean that he's a kafir because they threw a cross into his casket. But it's bad. It's not a good thing. And there's some bad effects of that as well. These are things people have to worry about. They have to think about. That's one of the reasons the Prophet ﷺ forbade a person to spend more than two nights or three nights without having written a wasiyah. A wasiyah is not just a will about how your stuff is going to be divided, although we have to write that in this country as well because they don't automatically divide your estate according to Sharia. We also have to leave instructions about how we're to leave. And bad things happen. And we have examples about it, but then you don't want to talk about it because you don't want to further increase the grief of a bereaved family. But bad things do happen. So a person should be careful about what company they keep in their life and in their death and what's going to happen with that. And Abu Talib, on the cusp of receiving Shafa'atul Uzma from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was stolen from him from having these kind of creepy people around him at the wrong time. Allah Ta'ala makes all of His choices in His universal hikmah. But it's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, As-sa'idu man wu'idha bi ghayrihi. The happy one is the one who takes a lesson from other people's misfortunes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.